4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the Syrian army has said that Israeli drones targeted a residential building with two rockets in the Golan Heights. Israel says its attack was in response to stray fire from Syria that hit the Israeli-occupied side of the Golan Heights. Damascus, however, said the strike in Ba'ath City, which caused material damage, was aimed at raising the morale of the terrorist groups backed by Tel Aviv. Tensions have flared up in the region since a grenade explosion left two Israeli soldiers dead in the Golan Heights earlier this month. Israel illegally occupied the Golan Heights in 1967 and has defied international calls to leave the mountainous region, which is a part of Syrian territory. As we just announced earlier, the Syrian army has said that the Israeli drones have targeted a residential building with two rockets in the Golan Heights. Joining us live from Michigan via Skype is Gordon Duff. He's a political commentator, and hopefully we've sorted out those technical difficulties there. Now, Mr. Duff, as far as this attack on Syrian soil goes by Israel, it is not the first one, as we've pointed out. But is Israel trying to send a signal to the Syrian government or even the foreign-backed terrorists fighting on Syrian soil?
Well, we have a couple of issues. There were quite commonly attacks by Israel in support of the terrorist groups that are settled right under the Israeli positions on the Golan Heights. The Israelis have been protecting these terrorist groups all along, resupplying them and channeling jihadis into Syria through Israel. Now, Russia had met with Israel to put an end to this, and Russia had bombed some of those jihadi groups right along the temporary ceasefire line in Golan. So this is a challenge not only to that Russian understanding, but this is a renewal of behaviors that we hadn't seen for a while. And we look at this to some extent as a challenge more to Russia than Syria. The Israelis have never had a problem bombing in Syria. Or bombing civilians, as we well know from their behavior in Gaza. The issue here is that Russia had told them to stop, and they started again. Why do they think they can do it?
Well, that does bring me to my next question, Mr. Duff. Why is Israel using this particular time to defy Russia, as far as your opinion goes? And how do you think Russia is going to react?
Well, to this extent, anything that Israel's doing, the only change we have is what happened in Turkey. The jury is still out on how that's going to affect the relationship with Russia. Immediately before the coup, and we're not so sure how honest a coup this was, supposedly Erdogan had gone to the Russians, apologized for shooting down one of their aircraft, and tried to renew relations. Russian tourists flocked back into Turkey. A few days later, we have a full-scale coup, and now we have this. Are these things connected? They are connected. They have to be connected. Will any of us know why? What's going on behind the scenes? Why someone is leveraging? And this is during the American conventions. What the political story is on this, there's a lot to this, and we're going to have to wait and see to find out where this is going to go.
Right, Mr. Duff, but getting back to Syria, though, as long as we have Israel interfering this way, be it through providing direct medical support to the terrorists that are operating within the Golan Heights, or be it sharing intelligence, or even, as we've just seen, bombarding certain locations within Syria, how is that going to translate in the long run, specifically as Syria looks to make more gains against these terrorist groups?
Well, we had major bombing campaigns by the Israelis along the Jordanian border. When we're following the infiltration routes of jihadists, we have jihadists coming in through the Red Sea, being brought through Jordan, but we also have supplies and jihadists that we believe are being brought through Israel, and they're being brought from Israel into Jordan, south of the ceasefire line on the Golan Heights, and brought in through the Jordanian border, very close to this area. Now, the Russians bombed an American base inside Syria 5 days ago, according to an article in the Wall Street Journal. This is the other factor in the region, that the Syrian army has been making real advances in this area, and real advances that are going to make those Israeli-supported positions on the Golan Heights valueless. And that's going to remove some of Israel's leverage against Hezbollah.